1 a.m. Saturday morning, Queensland's borders will close to New South Wales and the ACT in a bid to keep Victoria's outbreak of the virus from spreading further into the Sunshine State. Businesses in Queensland are bracing for more pain, with the tourism and accommodation sector warning this could be the final nail in the coffin for many operators. The hard closure will also mean returning Queensland residents have to quarantine for 14 days at their own expense. Stephen Miles is the Deputy Premier of Queensland and the Minister for Health. Minister, welcome back to Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. Thanks for having me.
This is a bit of a sledgehammer approach, isn't it? Closing down the border to all people from New South Wales and ACT. Did you do this on the advice of the Chief Health Officer, Dr. Jeanette Young?
We did. We'd been monitoring the situation every day, and our Chief Health Officer advised that this was appropriate at this stage. We already had our borders closed to Victoria and Greater Sydney, and so this adds in the rest of New South Wales. It will make the job of our police stopping people from lying to get in a lot easier, and hopefully make things smoother at the border for those who really have to come and go, who live in those border communities.
It's a big step to take, though. I mean, why have you done it now when New South Wales appears, on the face of it, certainly to have the Sydney outbreaks into control? There's only 12 new cases yesterday, only one of them from an unknown source. Are you assuming the numbers will climb, or you can't take even that level of risk?
Oh, look, New South Wales is doing a very good job of managing their cases, but Victoria continues to escalate. And we've seen in both Victoria and New South Wales how just one case can lead to dozens, if not hundreds. And as the New South Wales cases crept north, and as we had more than a dozen people who had snuck their way into the state. Police have charged now more than a dozen people. Most of those came via New South Wales. And in the last week, we went from having really no community transmission for more than 2 months. In the last week, we had 9 cases, some from Victoria, some from New South Wales, and some contracted from those people who'd been to Victoria.
I mean, there will be cases of this virus over the country for a long time to come. There will be outbreaks. It's all about managing it. The ACT hasn't had any new cases in almost a month. Again, why this sort of sledgehammer approach to the ACT? And you're going to close borders every time there's a few cases in a few states down south.
Yeah, look, the challenge with the ACT really was that people from New South Wales, from Sydney, were travelling to Canberra to fly from Canberra Airport into Queensland airports, and that was proving...
To get around the restrictions?
To get around the restrictions.
How many had done that?
So we knew of at least one. Charges have been pressed against
at least one.
That's correct.
It's a big step to close the border based on one, isn't it?
It is, but that was a pretty flagrant one. They said that they were doing it, police alleged they said that they were doing it to get around the restrictions. And so we're seeing a growing number of people trying to find ways to sneak into the state, and we needed to give our police the tools that they needed to keep the restrictions, to keep people out who could have been in those hotspots.
You're heading towards an election very soon. Where do you judge the politics of that? Because a lot of businesses, particularly in the accommodation and the hospitality, tourism sectors, are unhappy with this. I mean, they've had a rough go anyway. Accommodation Association says New South Wales visitors contribute $4.4 billion to Queensland economy last year. And the Accommodation Association said they'd had bookings from New South Wales, for about 10,000 beds a week for August that are all gone now. It's not going to be popular politically, is it?
Potentially not, but we are and have consistently made what we think are the right decisions in the interests of Queenslanders and their health. The thing I know is that for all of those businesses, while these impacts, of course, will be substantial, they're nothing compared to having to go back to a full lockdown, back to square one, like Victoria has had to do. And so that's what we're really trying to avoid. We're just starting to get our economy back on its feet, just starting to get people back to work and businesses open again. And we really need to keep Queensland's economy going for Queenslanders, but also for the rest of the country. We're the third biggest state economy, and we've got the second biggest in full lockdown, the biggest on high alert, as the Premier of New South Wales has said. It's in the national interest, frankly, for us to keep what is the third biggest economy, one of the biggest mining and agricultural states. We see this as an obligation that we have to keep the virus out so that we can keep our economy running.
Minister, can I get some clarity? One of the listeners is concerned about border towns. You said only residents of border communities, essential workers, will be able to cross. Can you ask the Queensland Deputy Premier what towns are included in the definition of a New South Wales border community under the new restrictions? They can't find that information anywhere.
No, we're still working through the details of that, and we'll provide postcodes once they're finalised. We're really conscious of making sure those people who live and work and travel and get healthcare, go to school on either side of the border from where they live, that they can go about their business without being impeded. And so there'll be a special pass for them. They'll need to provide identification to prove that they qualify for that pass. And so we're just working through the details of that. We'd ask people to bear with us. We announced this pretty much as soon as the decision was made so that people had as much time as possible. But then, of course, there's detail to work through, and our health and police teams are working on that today.
Okay. And just finally on another issue, I'm sorry, we've only got a minute or so to the news, but Virgin announced it will slash 3,000 jobs. Many Virgin workers live and work in Queensland. The company's headquarters are in Brisbane. I know that Bain Capital, the new owners, have had discussions with your government. Your government had given Bain up to $200 million to keep Virgin's base in Brisbane. Have they indicated to you how many workers in Queensland will lose their job?
Oh, look, I've only seen the media reports, and of course that's tragic for those workers, but it would have been even worse. All of them would have lost their jobs if we hadn't been able to save Virgin, if we hadn't been able to work with them to keep going. Of course, for Queensland, Virgin's incredibly important. That regional air competition is incredibly important, and when things go back to normal, it's really important that we have a second major carrier, especially for Queensland, but also for the rest of Australia.
Stephen Miles, we do appreciate your time. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, friend. Have a great day.
Stephen Miles is the Deputy Premier of Queensland and the Minister for Health. And 1 a.m. Saturday morning, the borders will close if you're a resident of New South Wales or the ACT.